Number 26. Do you mind if I use your phone to make a call?
A. Yes, I think you should give him a call soon. B. Sorry, I have a lot on my mind right now. C. Feel free after I finish sending this text. Number 27. This traffic is awful. We won't miss the presentation, will we?
A. Unfortunately, we've been stuck in traffic all night. B. With any luck, we'll make it just in the nick of time. C. Yes, the presentation was very thought-provoking. Number 28. When would be a good time to touch base?
A. I'm free to play now if you are. B. True, it's important to understand the basics. C. Friday will be perfect. Thanks. Number 29. Do you understand what I'm saying?
A. Yes, that's precisely what I said. B. Maybe, but perhaps I should respond to it. C. No, I don't quite follow you. Number 30. Did you know that Dennis and Gina got transferred to the Abraham City branch last week?
A. That's the last thing I expected to happen. B. Oh my God, I've never been there before. C. I wonder if they'll be coming in to work next week. Number 31. Excuse me, could I speak to Rebecca, please?
A. I'm sorry, she's unavailable at the moment. B. Could you pass along a message to her? C. I think I have better things to do right now.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Question 32 to 34 refer to the following conversation.
Did you know that female entrepreneurs are the largest growing demographic in tech startups?
Really? That's quite surprising to hear. Tech is a very male-dominated industry, isn't it?
It was until now. On that note, I'm thinking of branching off from the company and starting a company of my own.
Are you kidding me? If you do, take me with you. I'd love to work under a boss as shrewd and intelligent as you are. Number 32. What is likely the relationship between the man and the woman?
Number 33. What interesting fact does the woman share?
Number 34. What is the man likely to do in the future? Question 35 to 37 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. This is Priscilla speaking at Little Tree Food, modern cuisine for the modern vegan. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Jeb Campbell. I'd like to make a reservation for 4 people on Monday at 5 p.m. Are there any seats available at that time?
I'm so sorry, sir, but we aren't open on Mondays. Would it be possible for you to make a reservation for a different day?
Really? How unfortunate. We have important clients from Ghana visiting us, and they are vegan. I read tons of great reviews online and was looking forward to taking them to your restaurant. Our clients are known for having a sweet tooth. Is there a table available at the same time on Tuesday?
Thank you so much for considering us. Yes, I can put you down for that time on Tuesday. We would be happy to provide one of our vegan cakes free of charge as a token of our appreciation.
Seriously, that would be great. Thank you.
Number 35. Why is the man calling the restaurant?
Number 36. What problem did the man have during the phone call?
Number 37. Which of the following is not true according to the conversation?
Question 38 to 40 refer to the following conversation.
I need to get to London for an emergency conference tomorrow morning at 8. Are there any affordable tickets available leaving from Worcester tonight?
Let me check into that for you. You're in luck. It seems that the one and only seat available is on the train leaving at 9 p.m. this evening, arriving just 4 hours later. You can ride in the standard carriage for £47 plus tax or upgrade to first class, which has complimentary food and Wi-Fi for £10 extra.
Fantastic! I'm going on the company dime, so I don't want to get too carried away. I'll take the standard ticket. Thank you very much.
Okay, that would be £56.40 with tax included. I hope your meeting goes smoothly tomorrow.
Number 38. Where does this conversation most likely take place?
Number 39. Which of the following is true according to the conversation?
Number 40. What time will the man arrive in London?
Question 41 to 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. I'm calling about a copy machine I purchased from your company last month. It got seriously jammed after we used it just a few times. Even though we got all of the paper out, it still isn't working properly.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Since you purchased it so recently, it's still under warranty, and any necessary repairs will be covered by us.
That's a relief to hear. We were all panicking when we suddenly couldn't get it to print anything. How soon could your company send a representative out to take a look at our machine?
We could get someone out to your office as early as the day after tomorrow. Our technician will arrive between 1 and 3 p.m. and to compensate for any inconvenience caused, we'll give you a 40% discount on your next office supply purchase with our company.
Number 41. Why is the woman calling?
Number 42. What is true about the problem the woman describes?
Number 43. What does the man offer the woman to compensate for their trouble? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, could you spare a moment of your time to fill out a short survey? you'll receive a $20 gift card, which can be used at any store that accepts credit cards for your trouble.
What's this for? I'm in a bit of a rush to get to an appointment downtown, and I'm already running late.
Our company is conducting market research to better understand the needs of our customers and make our services more competitive. We strongly value your input. If you are too busy at the moment, you can also fill out the survey online and submit it electronically if you use your phone to scan this QR code.
Oh, okay. I'll fill out the survey after my appointment is over.
Number 44. What did the man ask the woman to do?
Number 45. Where is this conversation likely taking place?
Number 46. What is true according to the conversation? Question 47 to 49 refer to the following conversation.
The Small Business Expo is coming up soon. It was really difficult for us to get clearance from the boss to go to this one because funds are tight, so everything has to go smoothly. Have we already booked transportation and accommodation for all of the attending staff?
I just got the plane tickets taken care of yesterday morning. It was hard getting tickets for us all on the same flight. As for accommodations, I'm still searching, but I haven't found anything that's within our budget.
Okay, keep looking. You could try that place that Mike and his colleagues stayed at last time. It's a bit far from the convention center, but I heard it's clean and cheap. By the way, have you looked into getting a rental car?
It completely slipped my mind. I had been so consumed with finding a suitable place to stay, I'd get right on it.
That's okay. Just make sure to get it done by the end of this week. Prices will shoot up if we wait any longer.
Number 47. What are the speakers mainly discussing?
Number 48. Which of the following is not a difficulty the speakers have encountered?
Number 49. What does the man mean when he says, "I had been so consumed with finding a suitable place to stay"?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Khadija. I just got an email from one of our clients. They are wondering when we will finish the construction of the building on the 75th Street. They want to give them an official date for when they'll be able to use the space since they've been advertising it so heavily.
On 75th Street? We've had to halt the construction of that building. Didn't you see the news this morning? They found some bones that they suspect to belong to some extinct ancient animal. We've got to wait until archaeologists come and finish examining them. That'll put us back at least 2 months, so the construction won't likely be finished until the end of the summer.
You're joking, right? How am I supposed to explain this to the client? We already had to postpone construction twice. Once due to flooding after the typhoon, and then again due to the series of earthquakes that struck earlier this year. They've been really understanding and accommodating, but I fear that they might run out of patience.
With these projects, we can't always guarantee that they will actually be completed on time. It is serious work that must be done with care. Plus, we definitely could not have planned for these circumstances. We will just have to ask for their understanding this one last time. Assure them that we'll spare no effort to finish.